If you have your Bible and you'll turn with me over to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 is pretty familiar. Sermon on the Mount, and there's just a few scriptures I want to just pull out real fast, and I don't want to take a whole lot of time. There's plenty of better men, and I just appreciate the opportunity to come say a little something and try to be a help, and I want to be a vessel to the Lord and let Him speak through me. That's my desire this morning, and that's what I want. I want somebody to get some help this morning. It doesn't matter if it's through me or through somebody else, preacher. I just want the Lord to work this morning. I want His will to be done this morning. And that's what I want most of all. It doesn't matter by who, but it's about Him. And I'm thankful for that this morning. And chapter 5 and starting in verse 13, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And therefore good for nothing. But it be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and hide it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that is in the house." And just in three verses, I got to thinking, we had a little grill out yesterday, and I was seasoning the meat there to cook it on the grill, and I was using salt. And I got to thinking, but if the salt wasn't going to do anything for the meat, I wouldn't be using it. And I got to thinking about how the Lord chose to use vessels on this earth. He didn't need us, but He chose to use us. And He puts a saltiness in us because we're the salt of the earth. And it gives the earth some flavor. And it talks about a light here that stands on a hill. And I'm thankful tonight that we are a light and a beacon in a dark world. As we live on this earth and we walk through the day, our daily walk in our daily life, and this is alive. It's a daily walk. It's a daily that we shine our light in the workplace. It's not something we just come twice a week to or three times a week to, and we're only a Christian on Sundays and Wednesday nights. We're a Christian all the time, and the reason we get the word Christian is because over there they were Christ-like. And I got to thinking about how a little bit I think some people have gotten away. They've lost their saltiness, and it's pulled the power away, they've lost their flavor. We're living in a day where people don't believe. And I'm not saying you have to go to church. I'm wondering why you don't want to go to church anymore. I'm wondering why you don't want to meet with your brothers and sisters in Christ anymore. Why don't you want to be a part of the assembly? The most wonderful time I have when I can get my mind off of the things of this world and just be in fellowship with like-minded believers, and because you don't get that everywhere. Sometimes it's nice to be able to come and recharge your batteries. Get a little bit of, when they make that salt, they grind it off a big salt block and they crunch it up so they can put it into shakers and all that stuff. And I got to thinking about sometimes maybe we should look at the church house as a big salt block, and we need to come and get a little bit more salt in our shaker. It says in verse 15, it says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel." You know, I got to thinking, every time I read that verse, the first thing that comes to mind is in Sunday school when I used to learn, hide it under a bushel, no. That song that sung as a child, hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. But it seems like we're living in a day where more people are just hiding under a bushel, and they just want to get through life, and they just want to get through the day, and don't ask me about my Bible questions, and I won't ask you about your heathen ways, and I won't testify to you if you don't question my religion and my salvation, and we'll be on good terms. And I hate to say it, but you need to live a life that's going to be condemning to man, that's going to bring conviction in their life. We don't see a lot of people, I believe, get saved anymore. It's because we're not living that life. Everything's okay. And we're living a life where it's the church moves and then the world moves. I remember hearing about Percy Ray. He would say, here's the church and here's the world. The world gets worse and the church moves where the world used to be. And it just gets worse and worse. And I got to thinking that we just need to get a little more salt back in our lives, get a little more flavor back in our lives. And we need to relight the candle and we need to stand for something. And we need to be a light in a dark world. And I got to thinking about how blessed I am to be able to do that. I've been chosen. The Lord is on the Sermon on the Mount. He's preaching to these people and he's preaching to common people and he's saying he's teaching them. And I got to thinking how I'm nothing but a common man and he's able to use just a common person. And I got to thinking over there when they went to anoint David, he was a ruddy boy, and how that's who the Lord uses, because that's where the Lord gets magnified and that's where the Lord gets glorified. And no good, dirty, rotten people. But the problem is nobody's good, dirty, rotten anymore. Everybody's okay, and nobody wants to admit how wrong they really are and how dirty and wicked they really are. And they used to be grandparents, and they loved their grandkids, but they would still be with them and pray for them. But now grandparents don't even want to tell their grandkids how wrong something is and how bad something is, because they're afraid it's going to hurt their feelings and it's going to hurt their relationship. But can I tell you what's going to happen when your grandchild wakes up in hell because you never told them how bad they were being and how wicked they really are and how sinful they really are? Can I ask you this morning, are you living, are you shining your light up on a hilltop, or are you throwing it under a bushel? What's the point of having a light if you're going to hide it under a bushel? I don't understand. If you have something, why don't you want to use it? If you have a gift, why don't you want to use it? If you have an ability, why don't you want to use it? And I'm saying that you're going to meet people and see people that I'm never going to meet and see. And you have opportunities that I'm never going to have. And I'm going to have opportunities that you're never going to have. But can I ask you this morning, are you utilizing those? Have you prayed lately about, Lord, opening up a door? I believe that every day the Lord's going to open at least one door. I believe that he wouldn't let me get up in the morning if he wasn't going to use me that day. I believe when our time is up and the Lord says, it is finished for this brother or sister to be done, completely used up and completely done with, and completely the Lord is satisfied and calls them home, I believe it's because the Lord said, you're done. I believe it's because the Lord said, you're finished your race. I believe every morning when I get up, that there's a purpose behind it. There's a reason behind it. The Lord had me get up. There's a reason that the Lord had me take a certain way to work. There's a reason the Lord had me work on something specific at work. I believe there's a specific purpose behind everything that is said and done in my daily life, because that's what it is. This is a daily life. This is a daily walk with the Lord. This is a daily communion with Him. And I got to thinking that we're called the bride of Christ. And I got to thinking that if I never did anything and talked to my wife, that'd be a pretty cruddy marriage. Yeah. But I'm thankful tonight that I'm thankful this morning that He chose me. He chose me to be salt. He chose me to be a light. He sought me out. And I believe that there's a reason behind it. And I believe there's a purpose behind it. And I believe that here he's talking to shepherds and just common people. And I believe that's what he uses, because he gets the most glory out of it. Because if you have scholars and doctors and all these other things, they want to put their spin on it, and they want to, grab their coat jackets and they want to say, well, I discern. And it's not how it is. It's a common man religion. It's a common man. He come to the common man. I believe that he can save doctors and lawyers and all those people with education. I do not want to put the Lord in a box, but I believe he can do all those things. But I believe that he uses common people, because the common people that he'll be able to get the glory and magnification through. It says, when the light, it says, if they put it on a candlestick and it gives light unto all that are in the house. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that anybody that's in your house, and I'm talking about your house as far as your workhouse, your physical house, the house that maybe family you only see over the holidays or anything like that, that's the light. You're the light to those people because they might never see another light. They might never see another true light. They got this stuff now where it's artificial lights. But I'm thankful there's nothing like a candlelight or a fireplace light because you get heat from it, along with light. It's a dual purpose. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that it's dual purpose. I'm thankful when He saved me, it was dual purpose. It was to keep me out of hell, but it was because He loved me and He had a purpose and a plan for me. And I'm thankful for that this morning.